The Haines Assembly asks the University of Alaska to delay a 400-acre timber sale, and Representative Keto is set to visit Skagway next week. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The Haines Assembly is asking the University of Alaska to press pause on a proposed timber sale that has alarmed local residents. A couple weeks ago, the university put 400 acres of its Chilkat Peninsula land out for bid. The timing of the sale was motivated by the threat of new local regulations. At a recent special meeting, assembly chambers were filled with residents who live out Mud Bay Road south of Haines. They were surprised that a timber sale of this size could be allowed in their quiet neighborhood. Here's Heidi Robichaud.
It seems unbelievably clear that the intention and all the ordinance and code around it is not to have this particular kind of development or resource extraction in or commercial use of the land in this area.
But that's the problem that triggered this 400-acre proposal. Mud Bay Zoning Code does not explicitly allow or restrict resource extraction. Borough attorneys say the general rule in regulating private property is that unless something is explicitly prohibited, it's allowed. Since discovering this apparent oversight a few months ago, the Planning Commission has brainstormed what restrictions, if any, to implement in Mud Bay Code. Rob Goldberg is the commission chair.
The public testimony, by and large, thought that small-scale resource extraction was fine. People selling a few trees or even a few truckloads of trees to support local businesses was fine. People were generally opposed to large-scale resource extraction.
But as the commission moved toward regulations on resource extraction, the Alaska Mental Health Trust and the University of Alaska objected. Both agencies own significant acreage in the Mud Bay area. The university's Board of Regents took action. They put 400 acres of land up for timber sale. The university uses money from sales like this to fund student scholarships. A couple Haines residents, including Andrew Gray, spoke in support of the university's right to profit off its land.
If you do attempt to restrict this, I just remind you that it would be an incredibly clear message to send to the state of Alaska when we are fighting for services to deny one of the state agencies who is attempting to profit off of an allowed use of their land. To change the code to specifically prohibit them from doing that. I don't think that bodes well in us fighting for state services.
But assembly members agreed with the concerns of Mud Bay residents. The timber harvest seems out of character with that area. Assemblywoman Heather Lendy is one of several people who questioned whether the borough really needs explicit restrictions on resource extraction to prevent this type of sale. She pointed to other parts of code which indicate the Mud Bay service area is intended to prioritize residential over commercial uses.
An outside entity proposing a 400-acre timber sale, I don't know how that fits in with the intent of rural residential.
The assembly wants to have a conversation with the university about all of this. The group voted unanimously to request an in-person meeting with both the university and the Mental Health Trust. The assembly is also asking the university to delay awarding a contract for the timber harvest until after this discussion occurs. The timeline right now is tight. The university is accepting comments and bids on the sale until October 23rd. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt said there might be room for negotiation. He read from a letter written by University Land Manager Christine Klein.
UA advertised its Chilkat Peninsula competitive timber sale to protect our interests because the Haines-Borough Planning Commission was not engaging us. So to me, that suggests that the university is maybe not in a big rush to log out there, but put forward this sale to a certain extent to get our attention.
If the university doesn't postpone the timber sale, the assembly may consider legal action. The group met in executive session with the borough attorney for more than an hour to discuss the issue. Members did not say anything publicly about what they discussed with the lawyer. Seven animals were harvested in this fall's Chilkat Valley moose hunt. That's a little higher than Fish and Game's management objective of 20 to 25 moose. The hunt was closed by emergency order a few days early on October 3rd. Hunters had until Friday to check in animals with Fish and Game. Three of the bulls harvested did not meet legal antler configurations. The others included 18 three-brow tine, 4 50-plus-inch, and 2 spike fork. Representative Sam Keto will visit Skagway a week before a special legislative session focused on revenue and crime. Keto will be in Skagway October 16th and 17th. On the 16th, he'll give a legislative update and answer questions at a town hall. The town hall is from 4:30 to 6 p.m. at the Klondike Gold Rush Visitor Center. On the 17th, Keto will hold individual meetings in City Hall. To schedule an appointment, call 465-4766. Keto was in Haines last month for Southeast Conference. He held a town hall for locals.
It's been one of the longer years for me working for the legislature. It's one of those things where I signed up for a part-time job, and it's very easily become a full-time job.
Keto is heading into the fourth special legislative session of the year. Governor Walker is calling on lawmakers to roll back some of the changes brought about by Criminal Justice Reform Bill SB 91. Keto said one issue is that the bill went into effect before a new pretrial services division could be implemented. He said offenders can't be accountable to a non-existent deterrence program.
We have a lot of individuals that are committing crimes repeatedly, getting released on their own recognizance, and having no accountability, so going back out and then committing the same crime.
Keto said the new law and cuts to court system funding have contributed to a perfect storm where low-priority crimes are not prosecuted. The other focus of the October special session is revenue. Keto explained that the state needs to find a way to make up an about $3 billion deficit in the upcoming year.
This is a fundamental change in the way we deal with how we pay for state services. And because of that, we have to expect that it's going to take some time, it's going to take some effort, it's going to be a challenging process.
The special session begins October 23rd. Keto will be in Haines this weekend to attend a mining forum. He represents the Upperland Canal, Gustavus, and downtown Juneau in the Alaska House. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. And coming up, my conversation with Haines Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel about tomorrow's assembly meeting.